Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Aaron, do you mind if I ask you a question about the position?
I would say this. Please don't ask me anything about the quarterback because you know I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to waste my time when it comes to that, when it comes to who's starting. So, any other questions?
What? We need to know. We need to know, Aaron.
You know what? Here's the beautiful thing about winning. I don't care. I do not care.
Right.
They've won two in a row. They finally won a game out of the bye week.
And they won a game where they didn't play particularly well.
Not at all.
On offense. They played great on defense. At least Will McDonald was great on defense.
And they ran the football
And
well.
They ran the football when it mattered. Not early, because they only ran, 18 plays in the first half.
No, dude, it was the end of the game when they took the air out of the world. Basically, after Justin Fields, I think his last pass play was the screen pass to Breece. After that, it was basically we're running the football for the rest of the game.
Is that right?
Yes. Let's see.
Hold on.
Breece Hall screen. Let's see. Run for 30.
He only threw it 11 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 consecutive plays.
Wow.
After the Breece Hall screen touchdown in which they ran the ball. Every time.
Right. Well, it's good when you can do that.
Yes.
When you just have, when you can say, we're going to run the ball. You know, everybody knows that we're running the ball and you still do it.
I don't even know if you know that's a Friends reference, but that's okay. The other thing I'm looking for as a Jet fan, I'm not delusion that they're going to go run the table and go make the playoffs, is who's helping me win games. Will McDonald is helping me win games.
Right.
Cool. My offensive line, which is young, is opening up holes for good. I want to see the guys that are going to be a part of the solution contribute to the winning right now. So I know how flawed Cleveland is. I especially enjoyed the fact that the Browns pulled the Jets to end the game by committing a couple of just absolutely brutal penalties. The defensive hold on 3rd and 17. I almost fell out of my chair laughing. And obviously the neutral zone infraction on 4th and 4, which everyone knew the Jets were not snapping the ball. The Browns pulled the Jets.
That would have been malpractice to snap the ball. Seriously.
And they weren't.
Of course they weren't.
And so the malpractice was the fact that the Cleveland Browns got fooled by it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the Browns stink. I know they're not going on a run, the Jets, and winning every game. But I think winning matters. I think it matters to what they're building, to the culture they're trying to build. And I think that Aaron Glenn is trying to work on a turnaround. He got off to a terrible start. There were many Jet fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fans who wanted this man fired, I think he is quieting those calls right now, and I want to keep winning. I'm fired up for Thursday. I want to kick that Patriots ass. I don't expect to, but I'd like to.
Pats are good.
I know they are, but I'm going to give you a little warning, and I really don't care. No offense if Sean says it. I really don't care. I don't care if Tommy says it. I know you don't have to say it, so don't worry. But do not, if you're a Jet fan, come at me with, this is bad. We need to lose games.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Shut up. Shut up. We're not. Nope. We're halfway through the season. There isn't a game left. There isn't two games left. Winning matters.
Right.
And I hope that you look at the Giants and all the losing they've done the last 3 years and understand that winning matters, even if in the moment you don't think it matters.
Right. But even with this last win, you still have the worst record in football.
No, we don't. Tennessee's got the worst record in football, and the Giants have a worse record.
Tennessee? What are they?
Yeah, Tennessee's only got one win.
You're 2-8. I'm 2-7. We don't even have the worst record in our own stadium.
Yeah, but bye. I forgot about Tennessee.
It's still.
They're bad.
Yeah, and please, we're rooting for Jet wins. We'd love nothing more than to take your first-round picks in a trade-off.
I love how you quickly pivoted to, I want them to win so I can take your picks. That's fine. Winning matters. And I really hope that Giant fans look at this way as well. Because I think that when we just, and you tried to warn everybody, I give you credit, you can't just lose games and then expect to flush it.
Right.
That's not the way it works.
It lingers.
It lingers and guys become losers, essentially.
Maybe it matters for the coach.
I think it matters for the players.
It matters for the organization. So think about all the losing that this Giants team has done.
Thank you.
And how it affects those guys that are still here. And so it takes a couple of bad quarters, and all of a sudden you're wrapped into we suck, we're losing anyways. It is what it is. The reason that becomes a problematic is that when a new staff comes in, they may have been good players, but you have to replace them because their mind is wrong, their attitude is wrong, and it's obvious.
I think it becomes very easy as a podcast host to just say lose because I want a better draft pick. But I think when you continue to lose, it's a disease that's tough to just pass. And all you got to do is look at the football team you watch. All they do is find ways to lose in historic fashion. And I really believe that the losing of the last few years has contributed to that.
Look, and I understand this is two new head coaches one we know is a good program builder. One maybe ends up being a good program builder. But it seems like right now, Chicago and New England figured out how to win with guys who were losing a lot in those locker rooms. So, I mean, did losing matter for that locker room, for both of those locker rooms? They're both winning teams this year that are on their way to the playoffs.
Well, first of all, New England is very young. Very young. Chicago is also very young. And Chicago is kind of doing it with smoke and mirrors. I'm just telling you.
Completely agree with you about
Chicago. Go look at their schedule.
They're not
any
good.
And then come back and say, they've won some good games. And this is what it is. The schedule was favorable.
And I would, again, look at your own team. Look at the New York Giants. They have done something almost historic this season. It actually is, in the way they have found ways to lose games. And I think you got to ask yourself a question, because there's no way to prove this one way or the other. You got to ask yourself a question. Do you think all the losing over the last couple of years contributes to not knowing how to win? And I would just say, again, neither of us can prove our point.
Right. It's a good point, though.
Thank you, Tiki. I think it does. That's my point to you.
I agree, but what...
You do agree? Okay, no.
But what is that... Like, once the losing is done and permeated through November and December, what does losing even more have to do with changing it? That's the only argument I've always pushed
back
on.
Well, I look at the Lions, and I hated when Aaron Glenn used it as a comp, but I think they are the best team to look at. They started to win. They started to win even in Dan Campbell's first year when they began 0-10-1. They started to win. And then the following year, they won a little bit more.
Same with the 49ers, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great tip.
That's the one you look at because it took a while to figure out to make a team, that team, which hadn't been, they weren't horrible. They weren't three-win horrible, but they weren't good. And then they stunk for 9 weeks and then finished the season 6-10. And then they've made the postseason every year since, basically.
I would ask you, T, because I know that Jet fans are going to eventually argue this. Mm-hmm. Joe won't, by the way, at 4 o'clock, because I know Joe's on the good side of this. If I told you right now the Jets are going to finish this season in 7-10, what would you say? Would you say that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'd say it's a great thing.
You think it's a great thing? Okay. Even though that means they're dropping out of the top five. Mm-hmm. And maybe even dropping out of the top 10.
Who cares?
Thank you.
Draft picks don't excite me anymore. They used to, but they don't anymore.
I think winning excites me.
Right.
And winning can lead to more winning and more winning. And I'm just afraid losing leads to more losing. I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid the reason why the Giants are such losers is that you lost a lot the last
couple of
years.
Giants had a spark going, and it ended when Scadaboo got hurt. Like, they were building towards something. I think if they were healthy now,
Scadaboo... they were still losing.
They were losing.
No, but they had won. They had beaten the Chargers. They had beaten the Eagles.
Right. They lost to the Saints, who are one of the worst teams in football. Then they lost to the Denver Broncos despite having a ridiculous lead in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes to go. They just don't know how to win.
They don't know how to win. And using excuses of injuries, like, every team has injuries, man. Like, I think you got to learn how to win.
Tyrone Tracy's a good running back. I know Scat was your energy, but Tyrone Tracy was a good running back last year.
And doing something that we could applaud, playing clearly through injury still with the shoulder, which I love.
No doubt. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.